here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Wilfred Sheed, born in London, 1930, traveled back and forth between England and the United States, felt like a foreigner in both places, wrote a satiric novel about the business of journalism, The Hack, wrote about his love of baseball in My Life as a Fan, and wrote In Love with Daylight, a memoir of recovery. It's the birthday of the astronomer Johannes Kepler, born in Wilderstadt in Württemberg, Germany, 1571, who gave us the laws of planetary motion and also gave us modern optics because he had such poor vision himself. He explained the mechanics of vision in the eye and developed lenses to correct nearsightedness and farsightedness. And he explained how the eyes work together to produce depth perception. It was on this day, 1831, Charles Darwin set sail from England on the HMS Beagle, which would take him to the Galapagos Islands, where he would be inspired to come up with the theory of evolution. His father wanted him to be a clergyman. Darwin cared more about nature, took a biology class in college. His teacher recommended him for a spot on that voyage to South America. His father was upset, but Darwin went anyway, though he had terrible seasickness. So as soon as they reached the islands, he spent as much time on land as he could. He was amazed at the variety of shapes and colors in plants and animals. He wrote in his diary, "It creates a feeling of wonder that so much beauty should be apparently created for such little purpose." Came back to England in the fall of 1836, never traveled outside Great Britain again. Spent years thinking about what he'd seen, eventually developed the theory of evolution in the mid-1840s. He was afraid to publish it for fear of offending religious people. Finally published On the Origin of Species in 1859, in which he wrote, "There is grandeur in this view of life, that from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved." Here's a poem for today by John Updike, December Outdoors. Clouds like fish shedding scales are stretched thin above Salem. The calm, cold sea accepts the sun as an equal, a match. The horizon a truce, the air all still. Sun but no shadows somehow, the trees ideally de-leafed, a contemplative gray that ushers into the woods in summer crammed with undergrowth, sheer space. How fortunate it is to move about without impediment, nature having no case to make, no special weather to plead, unlike some storm-obsessed old symphonist. The day is piano. I see buds so subtle, they know, though fat, that this is no time to bloom. John Updike's poem, December Outdoors, from his collection Endpoint, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.